Bibles to chapter 13 of Mark's Gospel. And as we come to the 13th chapter of Mark's Gospel, we're coming to the last sermon Christ preached privately to his disciples before they had the Lord's table. And I think it's very significant what topic he would preach on. We would think that perhaps he would do a great history of the Passover, or perhaps he would do some amazing sermon on his sacrifice. But Jesus Christ spent an entire chapter, chapter 13, of Mark's Gospel, which is repeated in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. It's a part of all the synoptic Gospels. He does the same sermon on the eve of the Lord's table. And it's perhaps one of the most difficult passages in the Gospels, because it's about the end of earth as we know it. It's about the conclusion, the final act on this planet. It's about the day of the Lord. It condenses down what one-third of the Old Testament writers wrote about, because one-third of the Old Testament is prophetic, eschatological as it's called. And Jesus Christ, at an opportune moment as he was leaving, and by the way, we have come to Wednesday of Passion Week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the Lord's table, Friday is the crucifixion, Saturday is a day of gloom, Sunday is resurrection. We're on Wednesday, and Jesus Christ chose on this day to exit, as I said last Sunday, the temple for the last time. And on his way out, look at chapter 13, verse 1. As he was going out of the temple, one of his disciples, which one? Doesn't matter. It doesn't say. There have been endless lines of commentaries written speculating which disciple it was. It really doesn't matter. It just says one of them, as they were going out, said to him, "Teacher, behold, what wonderful stones, what wonderful buildings." Here Jesus Christ, if you remember last week, had just extolled a very virtuous, unknown, very poor and insignificant woman for giving her two little coins. Do you remember that? And he was talking about big stuff. He was talking about supernatural, sacrificial love. And he had sat there at the treasury. He had explained all that to them. And all of a sudden, the time was come for him to preach this sermon. He was going to take them up on the Mount of Olives, which was on the other side of the